Now, a few of your comments on Friday's program. Noah Adams was the host, and he spoke with a store owner in Dutchtown, Missouri. It's one of many places coping with floods that overwhelmed levees along the Missouri River and elsewhere.
I actually waded in chest deep and saved two cats yesterday for a little girl. She was bawling about her cats. They were scared, so I said, I'll go. I had a pair of chest waders, and I waded in way high deep and went in and saved them cats for that little girl, and she just cried and was so happy.
Well, Judith Knott Tyler of Clarksville, Virginia writes, any person who would perform such a simple yet wholly compassionate act deserves a constellation of gold stars. She is a winner. We also reported on efforts by Midwestern states to entice their college graduates to stick around. And this comment came from Carol Yearns of Windsor Heights, Iowa. The idea that Iowa is in terrible shape because our highly trained students are leaving the state is not new. I was hearing this 50 years ago. Our universities train workers in such diverse programs as space and petroleum engineering, textiles, and other industries, very few of which have an Iowa company that hires such individuals. Iowa trains them, educates them, and then they go where the jobs are. Finally, we spoke with the author of a new book called But Didn't We Have Fun? Peter Morris tells the story of how baseball got its start and changed from a child's game into a professional sport over the course of a few decades. I much enjoyed your report, writes Race Lover of Charlotte, North Carolina. It stirred the desire to take orb in hand, round up a few chums, and have a game on a village green. You should know that vintage baseball is alive and well. Teams like the Ohio Village Muffins and the Rock Springs Ground Squirrels have been crucial to sustaining the spirit of the vintage game. No gloves, no spitting, no swearing, and no ruffian and hooligan ways. Same goes for comments on our program. Just go to npr.org/contact.